Welcome back to another episode of 90 Day Fiancé. Wait, what happened? I'm Kiara.
And I'm Kiana.
And it's so good to be back with another episode. This week, we're going to be covering season 5, episode 16, and also the tell-all.
Oh my goodness. The tell-all went crazy.
So crazy. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's just jump right into it because I don't want to waste any time. All right. Mike and Jimena, when we see them, we see the aftermath of the huge fight that Mike had, and he's packing his bags, getting ready to go ahead and go to the hotel. Before he leaves, though, he wants to say goodbye to Jimena and her mom and her sister, and he sits down, and he asks Jimena, can I please just come back tomorrow and say goodbye to the boys? And Jimena's mom ends up telling him, yes, he can come back. The crazy part about all this, though, was that Jimena's mom and sister were actually more upset than Jimena seemed to be.
Oh, my goodness. So it seems like they didn't tell us this during the whole show that Mike is taking care of all of their asses.
Yes.
He's probably not only paying Jimena's rent. I don't know if she lives with her parents or what, but seems like he's taking care of the whole family.
He is. And that's what the mom said. Ever since the pandemic, Mike has been taking care of all of them. So now that he's about to leave, that money train is going to be gone.
Yeah, as it should. I cannot believe Mike. He did not tell us this part. And I'm pretty sure he probably didn't tell the producers either. Because I'm pretty sure if they knew he was taking care of her whole family, they would have asked about that.
Right. Of course he couldn't say anything, though, because he knows that it's a foolish thing to do.
Yeah, I just can't believe that.
Well, he ends up going to the hotel, spending the night, and then the next morning he calls Jimena, and she actually does let him say goodbye to the kids, which was good on Jimena's part. I'm glad that she's finally just saying, I don't care if you're paying my bills. I don't want to be with you, period. And I'm not about to keep pretending like I do.
Right. It seems that, like, sometimes you might think, okay, I can just continue to date this person because look at all the benefits that I'm getting. But eventually, that's going to run out and you're going to be like, you know what? I don't care about any of that. I want out. And I think that's where Jimena is at.
Definitely. That's, yes. Well, then, at the end of the episode, right, Jimena's sitting there with the producers. I'm assuming, you know, they're about to ask her some questions about the relationship. And she gets a text from Mike. And she ends up calling him. And Mike ends up saying that he wants to take care of her. And he wants their wedding to be on September 1st. And he's coming back to Colombia. Now, this is some random ass shit because as far as we know, they hadn't even talked since he left. And now he's like, yeah, we're getting married.
I just cannot get with Mike. And he's like, I've been taking care of you. Without me, you don't have anything. So please, he's like begging her to allow him to take care of her. Mike.
Yeah.
And she even said it. You're trying to buy my love? Mike, come on. This chick has told you how she's disgusted by you multiple times.
Right.
You're nasty. Even she told Nelsie the same thing. And you're begging her to take care of her. Like, to be able to take care of her.
At first, I was going to be like, oh, yeah, Jimena, I mean, he knows how you feel. And if he's so adamant about taking care of you, let him. But then he said that whole thing about them getting married. And I was like, okay, never mind.
Hell no, don't let him. I just can't believe that people have self-esteem so low that they would stand for this. Like, come on, Mike. I get it. You haven't had a girlfriend. You've never had a girlfriend. You've never been with a woman. You never lived with a woman. I get all that. I get it. But are you serious right now? You're literally begging her. Like, please let me take care of you and the kids and all this other shit. Hell no. I'm going back to America and I'm leaving it at that. I'm calling it a day.
Yeah, but some people have a kink where they want to take care of people. Maybe that's what he has.
I hope so, because at this point, I mean, how many times are you going to have her say that she's disgusted by you? She don't want to be with you. Here's my thing. It would be different if she was like playing him or whatever. I'm like, But she's constantly telling you that she doesn't want to be with you. She doesn't like you. She's disgusted by you. She's this, she's that. And look at how you react by begging her.
Right. We'll see. I think he has a thing. Maybe it's a thing for him. He likes that.
Whatever, Mike. At this point, you're bringing it on yourself, honestly. I mean, whatever happens. At this point, whatever happens, you can't blame anyone but yourself. You know what I mean? If right. you get your heart broken into a million thousand pieces, you can't blame Jimena for that because she's already told you. So right. it's your own fault.
And I don't even think that anybody feels bad for him anymore at this point. We're just entertained by all the BS. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go ahead and move on to Memphis and Hamza. When we see them, Memphis is getting ready to head to the airport. And oh my goodness, did you see their matching shirts?
Yeah, their whole so thing was cute. So cute. Yeah, their whole so thing was so cute.
I never thought I would say this in the beginning, even up to just a few episodes ago, but they are really my favorite couple this season.
Yes.
For the most part, they're unproblematic. They did have their issues, but for the most part, I like them.
Yeah, they're definitely the most unproblematic or the least problematic.
Right.
Out of all the couples. And honestly, they seem to have the most solid relationship, even though they did have their little rifts or whatever, because you can tell that they really do both care about each other.
Exactly. Well, when they head to the airport, they both are really sad, obviously, and crying. And Hamza is just a sweet guy, very romantic, because you know what he says to her? He says that he's gonna miss her so much. He loves her. Oh my goodness. Because without Memphis, he is like a body with no heart.
Oh, I don't know where Hamza be coming up with these sayings, but
I know
he needs to write a book and sell it to every guy ever.
Right? He is so romantic.
It's just so sweet. And you can tell that he just really cares about Memphis. And honestly, if you think about it, when someone goes on a dating site, especially a foreign dating site, and they don't speak the same language as these people, it can be really dangerous, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't know who you're actually talking to. It could be really, really dangerous. And to see how well it worked out for Memphis and Hamza, it's just really nice to see.
It really is. But one of their big concerns, obviously, as Memphis is heading back to the United States, was that Hamza may not be able to be there when their baby is born. And you know what that made me think about is the fact that Hamza is going to be a first-time dad to not only one kid, but also to two other kids.
Mm-hmm.
So his first time ever experiencing that is going to be with three kids. I was just wondering, I wonder if he's even prepared for that, because honestly, we didn't really see them talk about Memphis's kids, except for when Memphis said that she was concerned and she wanted the prenup and that good stuff.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure they've talked about it, but I wonder if he's even spoken to the kids or anything.
Yeah, I'm sure they've talked about it. I think, to me, Hamza seems pretty mature. Yes, he did kind of lie about his age a little bit, but that was at the beginning. He didn't even know her like that, honestly. I mean, they've been talking for a while. She's there visiting, but they didn't really know each other like that. But to me, Hamza seems pretty mature. He seems like a family-oriented type of person. So honestly, I think he'll be ready for the challenge.
I hope so. I think so too. He seems like he will be. And obviously, as we'll find out later, he's here now. So it must be going well.
Girl, and Hamza be looking cute. I'm like, okay, Hamza.
For sure, for sure. Okay, but let's get into that later, okay? All right, so let's just go ahead and move on to Kimberly and Usman. When we see them, Kimberly is gone at this point. She's already left, but Usman is still on the resort in Tanzania. And he talked about how he was confused over his relationship with Kimberly. So he decides to call Zara. I'm sorry.
Which makes zero sense.
Right. I'm sorry, but Usman was being such a player when he called Zara.
And see, I think they'd be listening to our episodes, like, in the future. Because remember, I feel like every time that we be talking about something, they switch it up. Now, I remember saying Usman is pretty straightforward. He's not a player type. Like, Usman is cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he might be doing my good sense Kimberly a little dirty, but, you know, he's not lying to her. And now, look, he's trying to be like a player type.
Yeah, and it was so disappointing to see because we had not seen this side of Usman. Yeah, we thought he was maybe playing with his first wife on the show, maybe even a little bit with Kimberly. But this just blatant, oh my gosh, I was like, what the hell?
To me, it was, I don't know, that kind of seemed, I'm not going to say it was staged, but it was kind of like, what was the point in that? Or maybe, like, with Kimberly there, he couldn't talk to Zara, like, pretty much probably at all. So now that she's finally gone, I can finally call my real boo type. That's how it seemed.
I guess, but what the hell? Okay, let's get into this phone call, though. He tells Zara that he misses her, and he's asking Zara if she misses him. And he mentions to her that he's in Tanzania right now because he was just shooting the music video for his song that was named after her. Of course, he never, not fucking once, mentions the fact that he had Kimberly out there also, and who Kimberly is or anything like that. Never.
I have a feeling that maybe next week they're going to bring her on the tell-all.
Oh my gosh. I will scream if she's on there because this is some crazy stuff. Usman is feeding her all kinds of bullshit. And he asked Zara if they would get back together and he would love to get back together with her if she gives him the same love that she gave him before. And oh my gosh, I'm like, wait a minute. What in the world?
I just can't. And she's saying, oh, I can't fake love anybody. Yeah. Whatever she said. Like, come on.
I hope that this is all an act. I really don't see Usman and Kimberly being together in real life. I just don't.
No.
But I'm hoping that this thing with Zara is just an act because, oh, I hate to see Usman go out like that.
I'm sorry, but I just don't understand any of that. That whole last part, when he even called her, you knew the cameras were there. To me, it just seems like, why would you do that on camera? You know what I mean? Like,
because these motherfuckers be ruthless, okay?
Clearly. It just seems so weird. I don't know.
Because, well, we'll talk about it more when we get to the tell-all.
Yes.
All right. Let's go ahead and move on to Gino and Jasmine.
Ooh, ooh.
When we see them, they're sitting on the bed packing because Gino's about to have to head to the airport to leave. And Jasmine starts bawling, crying, telling Gino she's so sorry for ruining their last night together.
Yes,
because she did. Right, because she brought up the fact that Gino's ex-wife still has his last name. Gino ends up accepting her apology, but he mentions that he's still kind of like, because Jasmine be going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, though, let me tell you how I feel. Gino is really no better than Jasmine, honestly, because he was going to bring up the prenup on there last night, and he knew that wouldn't have made the situation any worse than how Jasmine made it by talking about the damn ex. Mm-hmm. All this time that he has been there and he wants to bring up the prenup on the last night, that itself would have made Jasmine mad.
I see what you're saying, but one of them actually matters in a real world situation. It's like a serious thing. And one of them is something that Jasmine completely made up in her head to start a fight, basically. Like, it just was so unnecessary. Who the hell cares if his ex-wife has his last name? I mean, come on.
I'll say this. I do hear what you're saying. But I think one thing that we have come to realize from watching Gino and Jasmine over this entire season is that actually, Jasmine is kind of justified in a lot of the stuff that she does, because we have realized that Gino is not this nerdy,
innocent
guy that he pretends to be. It seems like every single thing that Jasmine has said, there has been a reason. So I'm going to give her that. If she was upset over that, I'll be on her side. I'll play devil's advocate.
No, not for that, because here's the thing. You got to have, like, a balance. Both of y'all cannot be crazy. We can excuse Jasmine's craziness or how she acts. I'm not even going to say craziness because that sounds bad. But we can excuse Jasmine's lashing out, per se, to, like, justify that because of what Gino does. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, we can. Because a lot of the stuff that she gets upset over is directly related to something that Gino has done.
Yeah.
Remember in the beginning, we all thought she was crazy. Oh my gosh, she's so crazy. Now we see that there's another side to all of this.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe she feels like Gino and the ex had a conversation where he told the ex, "I never want you to get rid of my last name." So she feels like there's something still there.
Ridiculous.
I don't know. But I'm with you, Jasmine. Don't worry. Well, they end up going to the airport and we see them saying goodbye, which is really sad, of course, like always.
That was pretty sad.
And that was the last that we saw of them on this episode. And then, of course, we get to Ben and Mahogany.
Boo! I guess I felt like that pause was you waiting for my reaction. So, you know, I always have something to say about these two.
Right. Well, when we first see them, it's the aftermath of Ben confronting Mahogany about her multiple lies and her getting mad and storming off. It's crazy because the way that she was acting, you would really think that Ben did something crazy to her.
Girl, this is my point exactly. It makes no sense. Her reaction makes zero sense. Just like her entire storyline.
Right. You would really think that Ben slapped her across the face or something. But in reality, she's upset with him for confronting her. It's crazy.
I just can't.
Well, she goes to the producers and she tells them that she's ready to go. And they tell her that there's a car waiting and to go ahead and get
in. Acting like she's scared of him. Like, she's trying to, like, escape type.
Yeah, and that's also how the producers were acting. Maybe she told them that she was. I don't know.
I don't know.
But she goes to the car and, oh my goodness, Ben follows her to the car. She's in the car. He's outside, but he's still trying to talk to her. She ends up getting out of the car.
And he's like, "Oh, I won't get in the car if you don't want me to. I'm not going to get in, but can't you just talk to me? Just talk to me. Just talk to me." Like, boy, if you don't get that, just leave this chick alone. This please. Little girl alone, please. For the love of goodness gracious. I just can't. First of all, I'm not understanding what's the appeal. Honestly.
Right, because she looks nothing like the Photoshop. And it's not even like she has a personality to make up for.
Thank you! Thank you! It's not as if Because, okay, a lot of times these people be photoshopping themselves. Whatever, who cares? At least they have a personality, though, that is people like. People, even the person that they're talking to likes. The same as in the text messages, maybe, on the phone right. and all that shit. Mahogany is not even the same person.
Right. I mean, I don't know.
So what's the appeal? What is the appeal being? Seriously.
He's crazy. She's crazy. They're both crazy. Who knows? Well, then, of course, she gets back into the car and ends up leaving Ben stranded once again. Mm-hmm. And that was the end of the episode. The episode was only an hour, so it really wasn't very long at all. And then they went right into the tell-all. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I didn't even realize that it was on the same episode.
Was it on the same episode?
It wasn't even a break in between on mine when I was... But maybe because I watched it on demand.
Oh, I don't know. Who knows? I watched it on the app. Okay. Like I said, we went right into the tell-all. And it was so nice to see everybody dressed up and looking nice and seeing everybody all together because, of course, we haven't seen any of them all together up until this point. Well, they end up all sitting around talking, you know, having a great old time. And Kimberly's being very nice to everybody when they walk in, right? And when they're sitting there talking, Ben starts talking about how he doesn't believe that the woman should be going after the man in a relationship because the women are like gazelles and the men are like lions, and that the men should be going after the prey because they are the predators. Right. But if that's what works for Kimberly and Usman, go for it.
Now, let me just start with this. It's funny. It's actually really funny because as soon as Ben walked in, Kimberly was talking about how handsome he was. And she's like, oh, my gosh. Like, she was really hyping him up. Mm-hmm. And then he just, like, low-key went in on my good sis.
The sad part is that she was being nice to everybody. You could tell she was really caught off guard by what he said. She felt like it was an insult. Mm-hmm. And she says, you know, she's in her 50s. She knows what she wants, and she's not afraid to ask for it. So she's okay with not necessarily chasing Usman, but, you know, letting him know that she's down for whatever.
I'll say this. I don't think Ben meant predator in the way that people are taking it, for one. And for two, if you really pay close attention, Ben was doing the same exact thing to Mahogany. Yes, he's the man, so I guess he feels like he's supposed to be the predator, which is fine, but you were just coming off as a predator. Not like a pervert type, but just a weirdo, you know?
It's crazy, though, because I feel like all over Twitter, people were saying that he was the kind of pervert type of predator. Mm-hmm. Which I don't necessarily agree with. I just think that he's crazy. The same thing that's going on with Kim and Usman. He knows what he wants, and that's kind of what he's going after. And the difference being that he's the man and she is the woman.
What's that saying that people are saying now? It's like it didn't land how it was supposed to land, or it didn't give what it was supposed to have gave, Ben.
Yeah, that...
That analogy did not give what it's supposed to have gave. I'll say that.
Right. Because it just backfired on him. And yeah. Now he has people calling his ass a predator.
Yeah.
Well, they end up all going on stage. And when they get there, Sean announces that there's one couple that is not there. And, of course, we all know who that is. Alina and Caleb. She doesn't really go into detail about why, but of course, I'm sure we all know at this point. But speaking of that, I actually saw the other day that Alina posted on her Instagram a video talking about how it wasn't fair that she got fired from the show, but there's another cast member who was allegedly being racist as well, and they got to stay on the show. Do you know who I'm talking about, Kiana?
Who?
Mike.
What did he say?
I don't know. We're going to have to get to the bottom of it.
Okay, I'll say this. First of all, Alina, don't be a sore-ass loser. That's just like when you get in trouble in class or whatever, and you be like, oh, well, so-and-so did it, so why didn't you say anything to so-and-so? You know what I mean? You just need to take your L. You got caught being racist. He didn't. If you want to say he was being a racist, fine. There's no proof. We haven't seen any proof of Mike being a racist.
Well, I guess some people have. That's how they knew who she was talking about, because in the clip that I saw, because it was from her YouTube and I wasn't going to her YouTube, but from the clip that I saw and in the comments, everybody already knew it was Mike. So I'm thinking that me and you must have missed something, because I guess it is out there. It's so sad when you find out that somebody that you were at one point rooting for may or may not be racist. So I'm going to have to see what he said, and then we'll get to the bottom of this. If I find some stuff, I'll announce it on next week's episode. But I was kind of shocked and saddened by this. Well, also, before they actually get the show started, they end up bringing out Hamza, who is here in the United States. He comes out looking all fly in his suit with his glasses on.
Hamza be looking fine.
I was like, okay, Hamza.
Yes, Hamza be looking really cute. Yeah. Okay.
He looks really good. Okay. So let's get into this. The first couple that they start with is Jasmine and Gino. And Sean immediately asks Gino if he's been in contact with anyone from the cast. Of course, Gino is looking crazy as hell, and he says, yeah, I mean, I've talked to the cast or whatever, you know. At first, he says no, but then he says that, right? So then she asks him again, have you messaged anyone that you might have met through someone on the cast?
Okay, here's my thing. Do you really believe that she would be asking if she did not already know? Why would she just randomly be asking you this?
Thank you. Just say it, you psycho. Of course, he's looking all crazy. Gino has to be the worst liar in the history of liars. He says no, he hasn't messaged anybody. Of course, now Jasmine's starting to pop off. You need to just tell me.
And Jasmine's already lit. You can tell.
Right. I was thinking that too. She must have had her a few drinks. I'm not mad at you, girl.
Right.
But of course, he's denying it. That's when the producer brings out the messages to Sean. And she says, look, we have these messages. And it turns out that Gino messaged Ben's friend, Jessica.
So stupid.
And he's still denying it all the way up until she's reading these messages, right? He says, well, she actually messaged me first. Now, Sean, Gino, be on it.
What Gino is with the lie? I don't understand. Just stop lying.
Gino has obviously not ever watched any previous seasons, because he should have known that Sean wasn't going to just take his word for it. She was going to ask for receipts.
Right.
So Sean says, well, do you mind showing us these messages where she messaged you first, Gino?
Oh, I don't have those.
And come then on, Sean Gino even goes as far as to ask, well, why did you delete them? And of course, he has no
so
answer.
Innocent, and she just messaged you and said, hi, why did you delete them?
And I don't believe that that woman messaged him hi. And also, look at Gino going on national TV, causing turmoil in people's relationships. Now her husband's going to be like, oh, so you messaging this guy?
What I'm trying to figure out is, why would she just randomly message Gino?
Exactly. We know that Gino messaged her. And actually, that's what
Gino
Jasmine
is known
said
for messaging people. Come on. Right.
And that's what Jasmine said. Oh, you always say that every woman is messaging you.
Yep.
That's probably why on the last episode, she was talking about how he can get all these women in America. He's been feeding her these fucking lies for who knows how long. Talking about how all these women want him.
So annoying. So annoying.
Well, of course, Gino just plays it off and says that he loves Jasmine and Jasmine only. Those messages meant nothing. It was innocent. Anyway.
Well, first of all, the message said, hey, just out of curiosity, are you Sicilian? Why would you just randomly... First of all, what? First of all, why are you just randomly asking her that? I'm trying to figure out, like, is it her last name that made you think that?
I think it was. Skin
tone? Like, what is it that makes you think out of all the different types of Italian? Because aren't Sicilians, like, a darker-skinned Italian?
Yeah, I guess so. But I
she
think
doesn't
it
look
is...
like it.
Yeah, she doesn't. But I think it was because of her last name. But, of course, she's married, so it's her husband's last name. So, he's probably the Sicilian one. But that's just what I saw. That could be speculation, but I guess Jasmine's okay with it because they quickly moved on from that and went on to their sex life. And this was so interesting to me how they were saying all this stuff on national TV.
This is exactly why I say Jasmine had a couple of drinks.
This was crazy.
And also, I think Jasmine was going more into detail, not necessarily to embarrass Gino, but
I think she was, because if you notice, there were so many times that she was literally throwing Gino under the bus.
Yes, and I think she was doing that because of the messages. I'm pretty sure that if Shaden hadn't brought up those messages with Jessica, first of all, Jasmine wouldn't have known. Second of all, she wouldn't have, you know, been trying to, like, put him out there, like,
yes.
Oh, when he came to Panama, we only had sex one time. Mm-hmm. And, but she was not making it so bad because she kept talking about how good it was.
Right. But then she goes on to say that they were supposed to have sex, but like you said, they only had sex one time. And one of the times when they were supposed to, she left to go to the gym and she came back and I guess Gino had gone ahead without her.
And had his own sexy time with himself.
Right. And then she's saying that he must like to be alone, quote unquote, wink, wink,
mm-hmm.
and not be with her. So she was still not
she
letting
it. She kept saying it too. She kept saying it too.
It was like she did want to hurt him.
I think.
Or embarrass him.
And see, to me, it comes a point in time when it's just like, okay, I'm really confused about why Gino hasn't learned his lesson yet. I mean, it's literally the same thing every time. It's not like it's a different problem every time. It's literally the same thing every time. You messaging other females. What is your problem?
Right. And Jasmine said, oh, you're going to embarrass me. No, I'm going to embarrass you.
Exactly. I'm just really confused. I don't understand what it is. What's Gino's problem? It's like he can't control himself or something.
I don't know.
Don't forget about, she was also kind of embarrassing him because remember when Sean brought up the sugar baby stuff? Mm. And Sean said, how many girls did you pay to just go eat dinner with you and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
And he said 5. And Jasmine said 30.
Right.
Then they were like, how much did you spend on each date or whatever? And he said between, what did he say, like 150
to 200? He said no more than 100.
Okay, no more than 100. No,
but Jasmine said 300.
So, now let's times this by 30 women. Hold on. Give us 1 second.
Even just do 100 like he said, even though Jasmine said something else.
Okay, first I'll do Jasmine's. 30 girls times $300. That would be $9,000.
Yeah, he's tripping.
And Gino saying that he didn't have any sexy time out of this $9,000 that he spent. And then, so he said $100 times 5 girls, that would be $500. I'm leaning more towards the $9,000 because I feel like it wouldn't even be noteworthy if it was just $100 or
right.
$500.
And also, why are you lying when you know that someone else there knows the truth? Now, you know Jasmine knows the truth.
And I'm trying to figure out, did
Why the
he
hell
tell her
are
this? Like, were they pillow talking? And he just was like,
She
this is what
probably
it is.
she either asked to see his damn phone or she was yelling at him and made him tell her, and he did. One of the
Yeah.
two. Either way, why the hell are you lying? You know she's gonna tell us.
It's like he just lies. He can't help himself. He can't help himself messaging girls, and he can't help himself lying. He just does it.
Speaking of the sugar baby thing, turns out that Gina and Jasmine actually met on a sugar baby website. And I love how Jasmine just glossed over this real quick. She said that her friend actually set up her profile on this website. She had no clue what the website was. She thought it was for international dating. That's when she met Gino. But I'm trying to figure out, was her friend messaging Gino for her throughout the whole relationship? How does she not realize at any point that this is a sugar baby website?
She knew, and not only because on those sugar baby websites, it's very specific because it is a sugar baby website, and that's what people are looking for. People are looking for sugar babies or sugar daddies or whatever. So I'm not sure how Jasmine was on there and she didn't realize.
Right. At some point, you would think that she would be like, oh, wait, what is this? And especially in the beginning, because if she was talking to Gino and Gino was talking to her like a sugar daddy would be talking to someone, you would think she would catch on and be like, hold up. What's
Yeah,
going on here?
she knew.
Well, yeah. So she glosses over that. She just says it's in the past and she forgives Gino. I guess she's saying that she forgives him for meeting her on there. I have no clue, but she says
Jasmine
that
was drunk.
she says that she forgives Gino and that's it. They've moved on from that. Can I just say that Gino, oh my goodness, I felt so bad for Gino for the first 40 minutes of this part one of the tell-all. It was all about him and everything that he's done wrong.
I know he was glad when it was done. Gino has done a lot
They
and
wouldn't
it
have
needed
that much
detailed.
stuff to talk about if he was doing what he was supposed to do.
Exactly. And Gino has done a lot of stuff. I mean, I know he was happy when it was over because I can only imagine being in his position. And even Mike was okay. Mike was like low key instigating it a little
Yeah,
bit, I
Mike was
feel.
kind of getting on my nerves because I'm thinking, Mike, nobody, absolutely nobody needs any kind of relationship input from you. Sorry, not
Right,
sorry.
right.
Please. You don't know anything about any of this. You're fucking still begging some girl to be with you. No, absolutely not.
Yeah, that was, it did kind of seem like Mike was instigating a bit.
Okay, so we finally move on to another couple, and that couple is Kim and Usman. Now, we talked about Kim earlier when we first started talking about the tell-all and how she had complimented Ben and everything. But one of the other things that she had done in the beginning was mention the fact that she was not a fan of Ella because of the fact that Ella had cheated on Johnny. So I want you to keep that in the back of your mind while we talk about them, okay? Because she made it very clear where she stood on this.
I
So,
just didn't understand why Kim was judging Ella so hard. I mean, okay, yeah, she cheated on Johnny, yes, and it's
which is
messed up,
never okay, yes.
right? But you don't know her. To me, Kim was coming. See, Kim comes on a little bit too strong, I think.
Yeah.
'Cause I get it, you don't condone cheating and all, but you don't know this girl from a can of paint. I didn't think that was right. Honestly, I didn't like the way
Yeah.
she was doing Ella. I really
She,
didn't.
exactly. Well, the first thing that they talk about when we get to them is how they haven't even really talked about marriage or anything. Their relationship is still pretty new. But one thing that they have talked about is the fact that Kim would let Usman sleep with another woman in order for him to be able to have kids because she cannot have kids anymore.
Right.
Which I felt was pretty decent, you know, because when we saw Angela and Michael, Angela's ass was like, hell no.
Michael, Michael.
Okay. But Kimberly was like, yeah, okay. I don't know that I would ever do something like that. But I think that it's nice that she has an open mind and is willing to.
Yeah, I think for Kim, she does really respect his culture. She respects him, I think, as a person. I think she just comes on a bit strong, which is what Ben was trying to say. He just didn't really articulate it very well. She means well. And you can see where she's coming from. But at the same time, it's just like, Kim, just calm down. Take a breather, please.
Right. And also, we talked about Jasmine being maybe a little lit. I think Usman was too, low-key. He was definitely off something.
Yeah. He was like smiling and stuff.
And then he's like, love you, Kimberly. And then he tells her that he has never loved any woman the way that he loves her. And
I don't understand why he would say that.
Yes, and how happy he is that she would allow him to have kids with another woman.
I don't see them being together at all.
I don't either. And that's why I'm like, he must have been drinking or something, because what the hell? That was so random.
And you know what? That must have made him forget that he called Zara on that last episode, too.
Girl, actually, I don't think that he forgot, because at this point, Ella jumps in and Ella's starting to say something about cheating and how she was kind of low-key comparing cheating to what Kimberly was going to allow Usman to do. And then Kimberly cuts her off and says, absolutely not. That is not the same thing in any way, shape, or form. It's different when she would know that he's going to be with someone else. And he's only going to be with someone else to have another kid or to have a kid. So it's not the same at all. And I say that Usman didn't forget, because Usman started calling her name like, Kimberly, no.
Yeah, like shut the hell up.
Yes, trying to cut her off. And I'm thinking it's because he knew that shit with Zara was about to come up.
Yeah, I think it was a mixture of that and she be doing too much.
Yeah.
It's like, if you don't know somebody, I don't think you should be judging them, for one. And not even just that, but if you don't know someone, like, you're coming on a bit strong, you know what I mean?
Then they actually end up bringing out Kimberly's son, and he has some things on his mind about their relationship. And some of his concerns were, of course, well, actually, can I just say this first? They kept on saying that Usman is going to be his stepdad. Look, Kimberly's son is grown as hell. At a certain point, I think it's not really your stepdad anymore. It's just the guy that's married to your mom.
Yeah.
Like, why are y'all calling him the stepdad? Please.
I mean, technically he would, but I guess it's not, since he's not raising him.
Yeah, he's grown as hell. But when he came out, like I said, he had some things to say about their relationship and that he really wasn't a fan of about their relationship. The age difference, of course, being number one. And also how she has bought him so much stuff, some expensive gifts, the Xbox, the MacBook, and she's managing him throughout this video shoot. And he says that it seems like she is more so of his manager than his partner in their relationship.
Mm-hmm. That's how it seems.
And I low-key have to agree. I want to say, was that the end? Like, we really didn't see that much of them. They're going to get into the fact that Usman called Zara next week. I think that was the end of this week's episode. But it was so good.
The episode was really good. If you haven't watched the episode yet, the episode, like the weekly episode, wasn't really all that. It was just basically finishing up. But the tell-all was crazy.
Oh my gosh. I cannot wait till next week. I know it's going to be even better when we get to the other couples. I did want to mention one thing, though. I think that this episode, Ella had the funniest facial expressions.
Anytime, I wasn't even paying attention.
Really? Anytime anything happened and they showed her, whether it was something with Jasmine and Gino or Kimberly and Usman, her face made me crack up laughing even more. Also, Mike laughing at Gino. Oh my gosh. It was like, I know you're not laughing, but it was the fact that he was laughing that was even funnier. So good.
I'm sad it was over. It dragged out.
I know. This season was so good. I low-key want to say it was one of the best that I've seen in a while.
It was really juicy.
Yes. So also, y'all, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at 90 Day Fiance. Wait, what? Also on Twitter at 90 Day Fiance WWH. And leave us some ratings and reviews here on Apple Podcasts. We'd love to hear some feedback. Let us know what y'all think.
5-star reviews only. Thanks.
Yes. Please and thank you.
And don't forget to share it to your friends and stuff. Friends, family, cousin, sister, brother, uncle. Blah, 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 blah.
Yes, y'all know that they want to hear it just as much as you do. We'll be back next week. We outie.